Episode 2199, How Do You Know Your Spouse Is Loving You?
Moms, it's time to rediscover, rejuvenate, and renew who you are in mind, body, and spirit. Welcome to Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie, the show to help you do just that. Here's your host, certified life coach, personal trainer, and nutritionist, Christiane Wargo. Staring at a stop
sign, watching people drive. Happy, happy day. How is your weekend going so far? I know it can be a little bit crazy, but take some time for yourself and also take some time as a couple. I know family is so important, and sometimes being in the same household for a long period of time, it can get a little bit crazy. But it's Relationship Builders Day, and I want you to focus on how do you know your spouse is loving you? For those of you who are brand new to Create You Now, welcome to this incredible family. I'm so delighted of your presence. If you already didn't have the opportunity, you want to head on over to createyournow.com, where you can learn more and sign up for the Kisses newsletter, the Keep It Simple strategy, everyday solutions to live, love, and impact. Well, this episode is brought to you by the AIM Academy. You know, too much of our days are spent dictating to others what we want and how we want to be received, therefore missing what's most important, the relationship. How do you know your spouse is loving you? Crazy question, but one that I want you to really ponder today. Marriage is complicated just for the fact that it's between two people. When two people come together, there tend to be more differences than similarities, right? That's just partly common sense. It's logical. But that doesn't mean that all marriages are doomed, because a lot of us would like to stop there and say, well, then why did I even do it? We would also argue, why do, you know, 50% of marriages end in divorce? It's not just because of the differences being greater than the similarities. There's so much more that goes into it. There's actually thriving marriages that have nothing to do with similarities or differences. And that's where I want you to be. It's more about how a spouse loves his mate than how it's received, right? So it's not about, okay, well, how is she loving you? Well, how is she loving you? If you sit there and dictate to your wife, to your husband, that this is the only way I can receive this, there may be some problems. Why? Because maybe your spouse doesn't know how to do that. I know it sounds strange, but stick with me here for just a minute. And that is exactly where the problem sets in, right? You want your spouse to love you one way, but your spouse does it another way. What would happen if you allowed your husband or allowed your wife to love you the way he knows how? What if you let your wife love you the way she knows how? You got to just let love flow. That is your Kiss to Keep It Simple strategy. Let love flow. If we were to stop for a moment and think about love and all that's wrapped up in it, and then I want you to listen to this. Let your spouse love you the way he knows how. Let your spouse love you the way she knows how. Now, at first glance, that might seem impossible, but remember, nothing is impossible. And as partners, we definitely need to learn how to get out of each other's ways. We have to stop being a dictator of love and let love flow. Because think about it. A lot of us come across as being dictators. Whether it's dictators in the bedroom, dictators in the kitchen, dictators in the office, wherever we are, we dictate and we say, this is how it has to be, or it's not going to work for me. And that's not a relationship. There's give and take. There's compromise. Yes, there's learning about each other, but you've got to understand, you got to let love flow. And that's the first stepping stone to growing in the years to come. So what does it look like in real life? Number one, accept your partner without bias expectations. Oh, that's a mouthful. And I got to admit, I am one who has set my wonderful, lovely husband up for what? Failure. Don't do that. Don't set your partner up for failure. You do not control your spouse. You control you. But you have to be cautious of placing what you want onto your partner. Believe it or not, your partner, just because you're sleeping next to him, just because, you know, you're in the same bed, doesn't mean that he's learning everything about you via osmosis. It doesn't work that way. Because if so, every marriage would be perfect. But that's not how we are as a human being. Your partner is an individual. So treat him as an individual. Treat her as a one of a kind. Let him shine. So accept your partner without biased expectations. Number two, love your spouse from a full cup. Now I know when stress hits the fan, and chaos is reigning in the household, what happens to the relationship between husband and wife? Oh, it's beyond chaotic. The tension, you could cut with a knife. It's like thick cheese, and it's more like string cheese, right? Because you begin to break it apart and it just, oh my gosh, it's like, oh, could you just get off of me? And it won't. It doesn't go away. It just continues to hang out. That's because you've got to love your spouse from a full cup. This simply means that you need to love yourself so you can love your spouse. Simple terms. Do you love you? Because if you're having a hard time loving you, I'm telling you right now, you're going to have a hard time loving your spouse. Plus, you need to make sure you fill yourself up so you have what it takes so you can give to your spouse. If you're always running on empty, what is that going to do for your spouse? Not much. When you think it's going to be fun in the bedroom, it's so not. When you want to have some fun in the kitchen, it is a mess. And then any conversation just ends up in an argument. That's a good indication that something is slightly off, and a lot of it comes from you personally. I know that's not the target that you wanted me to say, but it is. So you got to love your spouse from a full cup, and it starts with you. And finally, number three, let curiosity continue to grow your relationship. Get to know who you are married to. Did you really get to know your spouse? And if you've been married for a long time like I've been, guess what? People change. So you have to continually get to know them as if you're dating them all the time. Why do you think they call it date night? It's the time to be curious. And you don't have to wait and be curious for a date night. I don't know about you, but I haven't actually been out of the house on the date night for many reasons why. But for one, really, do I want to go and have a conversation with a mask on? No, thank you. I will stay in my house. But we've had to make time for each other within our four walls. So what are you doing for your marriage? You want to let curiosity continue to grow your relationship, right? Get to know who you're married to. Ask questions. Be inquisitive. Then in turn, I guarantee you, your spouse will become more curious with you. So talk about the give and take, right? Sometimes we have to be willing to give. So then eventually what happens? In return, they give too. So be patient. Life just doesn't happen in a split second. I know you can go and get your favorite burger down the street and it can be ready in less than 90 seconds, but that's not how marriage works. It's not immediate gratification. It's not, hey, serve it up on a platter and this is how I want it. No. You've got to understand that you will grow as a couple over time. And over time, what's constant? Change. And so with change, over time means what? You continually have to work on your relationship. It's not a one and done. It doesn't work that way. You didn't say I do for a one-night stand. Think about it. Nothing gets bored in a real marriage. And your love, I promise you, will build stronger roots and blossom even in the most difficult of times. You can get through anything, but you've got to be willing to put the work in. So how do you know your spouse is loving you? Well, let your spouse love you the way he knows how. Go out today. Show your spouse some love. I mean, come on, they need a little sugar. Anyway, be present, be incredible, be you. I love you so very much. I cannot wait to see you on the other side. Blessings, hugs, and lots of love. We'll talk to you real soon. Have a beautiful day. Bye-bye.
Feeling inspired, ready to train for life and love your journey? Visit createyournow.com for more incredible resources to help you along the way. We'll see you next time on Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. And remember, always be sure you consult your physician before beginning any health and fitness plan.